Ready? Good afternoon and welcome everyone. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. It is 2 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners minus Commissioner Morgan for our legal counsel update. We have a number of things and then an item under executive session. So we'll go through the letter. Item number one, which is from BLM regarding public comment on Clean Slate Forest Management Project at Deer Creek Watershed.
That's right. And what I was interested in is whether the board wanted to make a comment on this proposal.
Maybe then I can work on something and get it back to the board on Thursday.
That sounds good.
Okay. Is that the BLM thing?
Yes,
it is.
No, I read it.
That's the gist of it. That's what basically I've got is the letter that says that there's a comment period that's open. And
on Friday, I talked with Elizabeth Burkhardt, our district manager, and said I was going to probably pop over to Medford and sit down with her. It's my turn to go over there. She's been over here a couple of times. But that's not a substitute for our regular quarterly update or whatever we do from them. So definitely have an opportunity to learn more about this. And there's another couple of projects that I'd like to know some more details on. So, but we should have a quick response on Thursday for the board to review and possibly approve. Item number two is Grants Pass Department of Public Safety trespass letter of consent for the Ann Basker area. We've probably talked about this before for years. We've got an ongoing issue of people loitering and having a negative impact on the day-to-day business of either the Ann Basker or the courthouse. Commissioner DeYoung, you've been working with facilities on updates to infrastructure over there that would try to better facilitate the real use of the clients that's using the courthouse and the Ann Basker. And so if we gave the city the authority to trespass people after being asked to, you know, do something different than what they're doing, that'd give them more authority. Is that the intent?
Yeah. Well, it is when you ask the city to trespass, you know, like for instance, during meetings we've had to call.
Yeah.
To have public safety come by. If they have a trespass order, they can just stop. If they see something going on, they need to stop on their way by and take care of it, is what I'm led to believe. So, and I think it's a great idea. I've often wanted to stop during the day and ask them why the steps of the Ann Basker, because on the weekends they're not there.
Yeah.
There is nobody on the property over the weekend, but it's only during the week, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ask why, you know, why they...
It could be because of the bus. The buses don't run on weekends.
I'm not seeing them use the bus. That's,
no, I don't either.
I'm not seeing them coming and going, you know. I'm just seeing they just camp out there, and that seems to be their meeting ground, and I don't know. I was just going to stop and ask curiosity, but...
Well, I'm
the City of Grants Pass, you know, the public safety has been really, really accommodating on keeping this mess cleaned up out here. I just met with Ryan Johnson just a few minutes ago, and they're going to start bringing in the dirt and the landscape and stuff next week.
Okay.
And so we'll get the mounds of stuff built up over there. He's got some ground cover that only is available in the springtime.
Mm.
So for right now, he's going to bark it and put in the shrubs and bark it to hold the dirt so it doesn't wash away.
Great.
And then also, while he's got the excavator here bringing the dirt in, he's going to take the infrastructure we took out, the checkerboards and stuff, they're over on the next lot over. He's going to dig a couple holes and set them upright so they look a little bit better while they're, and then we'll decide what to do next door.
Okay.
The Ann Basker. I don't know if he's received any bids for the ADA ramp.
I think he has received one, and it was not cheap.
I think the mindset in my mind, I would say wait until the construction industry involved with the cannabis industry, that's usually done springtime.
Mm.
So there may be some opportunity for a contractor to be, maybe have a little bit of time to work and maybe be a little bit more inclined to bid a smaller project like that.
Yeah, let's give him a shout and see what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this a little while.
But I'm fully in favor of public safety and the trespass letter of consent.
Sounds good.
For Ann Basker.
Okay.
Codification project timeline.
Yes, a letter that we can provide. In fact, we have five copies of the letter. So, here, yeah.
Give them.
Yeah. is from Code Publishing.
Great.
And so you can basically read the first line and get
it. Yeah, that's excellent.
But moving further down the stack, we did want to start the consultation with the board about what kind of binding would best reflect upon this county's code.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could work with any given member of this board to kind of.
Well, I think too, they would like, you see the later email she sent me, they would like to know fairly soon because they can get them ordered. And this would more than likely be the most costly because mm-hmm. it's that old-fashioned type where you take the little brads off each time and, you know, a new page is printed.
These over on the left are just a ring binder?
These are binders stuff. That we felt would be good for daily use. Like, my thought was that each board member should have their own in a binder.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, will need them. We thought that something like this might be good to have one in your office and one in the law library.
Yeah.
But these are not, I don't know if you're familiar with these, they're not as easy to, like, work with. They're more of a real
reference.
Yeah.
On a ring binder, the pages flip.
Yeah, I find
and on these, they're all together, and then you just go page by page. They're always bound together at the back side of it.
Okay. And then you have your choice on tabs, and, I mean, we prefer the kind with the words on them versus just the numbers. The other opportunity you would have is just to print it. Of course, it'll be online.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get it and we can print it on our own if we want. So it's either from having them do none of it up to, so if we knew what everybody was interested in, we could ask them and get a quote on the price.
Well, let's start there. Let's figure out how many we're going to need ultimately,
right.
Regardless of whether or not they do it or we do it. And then we can delineate, you know, what would be the cost savings of doing it in-house or... You know,
right.
It's a wash, just have them do
ask
it.
Ask them how much.
The fact that we haven't had one for 20 years means we've saved up enough money, in my opinion, to be able to do pretty much whatever we need to do to get a code in hand.
We haven't had one in 100 years, actually.
100 years.
So, hey.
There's two different styles of binder. This one looks like a ring binder, and this one's got the pegs in it. Is the
well,
peg style?
This is all the peg style, I think. But
okay,
it's just,
well, these look like ring binders on the top.
They probably are.
But, you know, because those look
prettier.
Nicer.
They're the hard cover.
They look more professional.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, I can
but
get
on
across.
This one, on the peg style, there's four. I had a Franklin Covey day planner one time, and it had to have its own puncher.
Yeah.
Because it has, like, six holes instead of three.
Right.
And this has
you
got
think
four.
They did it
this one's got four.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Do you think they did it that way on purpose?
I do, yeah. So you have to buy their material.
Exactly.
The whole thing isn't cheap, Franklin's or not.
Yeah.
No. We buy the paper or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I can give her a rough estimate and then just say what would this most expensive one cost us.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then also the other thing that Wally didn't see because I just got it from her, I asked for the sample ordinance that we would use to pass.
The process.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Okay, great.
So we have that. And then the only other time that would have to be considered would be any notice requirements because of the land use part of it.
Yes.
That we might, we think we have to notice.
It's 30 days.
Well, not just our own charter requirement, but the...
Yeah, DLCD.
Josh,
DLCD. Yes. It's 30 days.
30 days.
You have to give them a copy, and that's their 30-day review period.
Yes.
Begins.
Yeah.
For comments and stuff. So. Yeah, that'll be good. All right. So we're looking for first part of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Should we stay in touch about this? And okay.
Yeah.
I'll push your hair. I'll be the person to work with.
Sure.
Just kind of.
All he does is get too out of control there. And, you know.
I don't know. One has to work.
I don't. In my mind, I don't mind the three-ring binder because it looks professional up here on top. The one with the four studs in it, I think that's going to be time-consuming for staff more than anything else, rather than just flipping it over to a place, opening up and snapping a piece of paper, if these are truly three-ring binders.
You're saying you would prefer this harder cover than the white binder, than just a regular binder?
Well, for the ones that you're going to have in the law library and inside in the chair's office, I think they need to look professional. And then these also, and like saying the law library, but for like for counter use and whatnot, these appear fine.
Okay.
Got it.
In my mind, that's my own, this commissioner's opinion.
Yep.
I think that's where we were thinking anyway, that, you know.
Item number four is adjusting community library district documents.
That's right, and brought at the request of Commissioner Harris, we're here to provide an update on where things stand.
Well, you guys have had a lot on your plate, but I think, you know, back after the election, we instructed the library district that they needed to do some things to their foundation to request some dissolution of property that should rightfully go to the district. It's in consultation with the foundation that we make that decision, and I think we've received that correspondence. So moving it forward to just divest the county of what rightfully belongs to the district, we just need to do that in some sort of a fashion. And I think we suggested
that's in
to
books
them,
and things that
it's the Ivy branch of the
Ivy
library.
Ivy branch.
It's the collection throughout the entire system. The building in Williams. And that's
Wolf Creek? Does Wolf Creek have a library at all?
They do, but it doesn't belong to us.
It doesn't belong to us.
I'm not even sure if the collection does.
So just the inventory.
I think the collection moves throughout the system, so it'd be hard to say whether or not it's ours or theirs. It's about 50% of their current collection is the county's. So turning it over to them, it's not our responsibility anymore. The beauty of having a district is it's theirs. So
well, if you keep the collection, your responsibility to keep it updated is there too, I would imagine. So
we haven't had it for a long time, and we haven't been keeping it up. So no. I wouldn't say that there's a precedent for that.
They've been keeping it or getting rid of it or
doing what they need to do. Just making sure that that's kind of progressing kind of on time so that they wanted to start the year fairly fresh.
Yes.
It makes kind of sense for, I would imagine, you know, nonprofit status, tax reasons, or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Does the foundation own the computers or any of the stuff that they've purchased upgrading to, like, the different libraries? They own all that? They bought it, paid for it?
Yeah.
County was no way.
Well, we helped them with a technology grant every year for the last four or five years of about $30,000. So that's out of our economic development fund. And so they've purchased a lot of technology equipment, but it's been a grant to the foundation, and then they purchase it and it belongs to them.
So it's theirs. We don't have any serial numbered stuff that we bought.
And they have to probably provide that stuff to the district if they choose, you know. So
Okay. So
is that going to be complicated? Are we going to be able to get it done before the end of the year?
I think unless there's some big surprise.
Okay, great.
Comes up in the meantime.
It's really just
which
a couple
you can
of things,
always count
so
on here.
That's the takeaway.
It's just a couple of things, but it just requires some signatures and such. So
they were actually already started because there's also the funds,
okay.
The money that needs to move over.
Yeah,
those
that
were
property.
Started, and then we ran into needing something from the.
The property is probably not as important as the library
leases
properties
and, stuff, right.
And the collection.
Yep.
I would say those are the priorities. The property and Rogue River and maybe the funds can happen. Well, funds are probably pretty
those
important.
Are the only ones that are already pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
I was just waiting to get what I needed from the foundation.
Great.
From the board of trustees, which we now have.
Okay.
So.
Management commissioners?
Yeah, where do we stand on the emergency manager side of it? I attended the workshop yesterday over at City Hall, and they brought up they do want to enter into an IGA with some monetary, you know, like we talked before on that. So and the council was all in favor of that, so I don't think they'll have to bring that to a meeting for a legitimate vote. But I didn't know what I. Didn't have anything, just I wasn't on the agenda, so I didn't talk. But I was kind of wondering, where do we stand with
Sarah? Well, we had a meeting with Aaron last week where we talked about the other proposal on the table was looking at a regional approach collectively. And really, Sarah has a final draft, basically, to Jackson County's legal goal over there of a Washington model. And it incorporates the regional element of Jackson County, City of Medford, and the idea that it would be City of Grants Pass and Josephine County. I was just encouraging people to take a look at it before we make one, because after everybody fills those positions, you may not get this opportunity for 100 years or whatever, where everybody is, you know, basically Sarah is the emergency manager for this region at a government, not a school district level. And I think integrating the schools as time goes on, you know, once it's got a foundation, kind of like
well, I think schools is very important. They didn't bring it up yesterday, but the schools is very important from emergency management side of it, because that's where do they go when you need to house people? Gymnasiums. Always a gymnasium at school. So that's, you know, that's one of the things there. But I just didn't know where we stood on it. If we were going to have Sarah on board here working for Josephine County with them paying part of the carrying their section of the freight.
It's the prerogative of the board. That's the way it's kind of going right now. But if the majority of the board said, you know what, we want somebody in place by X date, we say to the current applicant, that's the date, and then I don't know how you could still entertain the idea of that regional element. You'd just be starting with the foundation of, we have this person. I don't see it that much different than the situation we are right now, where Jackson County has that. From my perspective, they may see it differently, which would be interesting if, you know, it's one of those things. Up to the board. We don't have a real position, I'd say.
As we move farther on, Commissioner Morgan is, I think you said that Mike has got some emergency management skills. So how would that fit in? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it gives us some redundancy within our own system, but I don't think we've explored what all is available in our own community. And we heard that the other day, last Tuesday, when we talked about it, was that the schools have people in place. You know, our public health director he's completing his doctorate in emergency management. He's worked for FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, in emergency management. He has the skills in the background. If we bring on an emergency manager, I believe the first course of step is to shore up what we have in our community before we go regionally and see how do we also make sure regionally we have some things covered. But I know there's contract work that's worked on, but I don't know what the status of it is. But I think that we haven't explored fully what we have here yet and what we potentially could do.
I just didn't know where Sarah stood, if she was waiting, you know, patiently for us to make a decision, or is it?
No, I think she's been diligent with Jackson County exploring this other option. The challenge is for me is Jackson County feels there's a luxury of taking their time because they've got somebody. And I'm out of patience with that element. And it's just an example, I think, of, you know, what a potential challenge would be. We would have equal authority where we don't have that right now. So it's not exactly an apples and apples comparison to what she's proposing and what's existing right now. Right now there's a lot of veto power. We don't have an employee, they do. And she does what they ask them to do.
That's what I was kind of wondering, how, you know, to what level Mike is, because we have Mike here. If something big goes wrong, I don't think Sarah can cover all of the two counties. That's a pretty good sized chunk of ground.
I think this last fire season, with all due respect to Commissioner DeYoung,
she
was
okay.
The worst that we've had in 20 years. And we didn't have another emergency services manager. We didn't rely on anybody from the schools or anything else. She interfaced with all of ODF, all of the Forest Service, and she was out at the Checo Bar fires. I mean, there was probably more she could have done had she been exclusively in Josephine County, but I didn't really hear huge shortcomings. The the backup that she's been working with for a decade is Officer Kraus, and they have a pretty good understanding as well as Sheriff Daniels. So I just, it's not terribly broken, and it has been tested, so.
I don't think we're doing everything that we should be, though. I mean, it's, we're getting the basics covered, but we're not planning. We're not looking ahead of what we need in our community in a way that we really need to, with preparedness and other items. And I don't think in the current model that'll happen. Is it putting out emergencies? Okay, but it's not being proactive to get plans in place.
Not the day-to-day thing you need to do?
No, we're, I just don't think that we're, I don't think we're fully investigating what we can and should be doing as a county.
Well, I think with all due respect, this is investigating what we can do and build on the regional relationships we've been establishing for a decade. It doesn't mean that by doing that, you're limited in saying, oh, we've done that, we're not going to reach out to the schools or any other organization that is a good fit for expanding it. I have a challenge hearing, you know, a criticism, so to speak, and a connotation that because you're doing this, you can't do that.
Don't insinuate that was a criticism or a connotation.
I can say that that's the interpretation I
just simply said
I
that we're not doing everything that we could be
right.
Because we don't have somebody in place.
Yeah.
That's a straightforward, it's not a criticism, it's a statement of
yeah.
We are not doing everything we can be.
Well, I'm wondering how much of that Mike can fill in. If he can answer part of that.
Well,
I'm sure everybody needs to be part of the team. And he's definitely got asset, you know, depth to it. So I'm not saying there isn't room for improvement, but.
Well, I got my answer. I just want to know where we stand with Sarah. And I, that if Sarah, you know, I don't know what her thoughts are. I just want to make sure that you know, we had made basically an offer to her.
Yeah.
And we haven't. I don't say as we followed through on it. I thought we were waiting for City of Grants Pass to say, yeah, we're on board for
right.
X number of thousands of dollars to help with her salary or whatever. And
that
she would work for Josephine County, and that she would work for Josephine County, but she would be available to the City of Grants Pass, and therefore they wouldn't have to put that on.
Right.
And that was the discussion yesterday that Mr. Kubik in his presentation gave to the council.
Right.
But he also said, I'm not sure where we stand on that. That's why I brought it up today.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where we stand on it. And I don't know, you know, how or when they were going to cut the check or what they were going to do, or if they're waiting for us to say, yes, we've hired Sarah or somebody else mm-hmm. just strictly for Grants Pass or and for Trilce County, and then your portion of it is X number of thousands of dollars and away you go. I don't know that. So, like I said, I didn't have to talk yesterday, and that's good, because I wouldn't have had an answer for it.
Well, I'm in support of going forward with whatever. I really, you know, this opportunity has been out there, and it is what it is.
But if we do the regional approach with Sarah staying over there,
does
the City of Grants Pass still going to pay? Because I think they're.
I think that's a conversation.
I think they're under the assumption that we're going to have somebody in this building.
Well, theoretically, we would have four people open to a region, but right now, we only have one, mm-hmm. and that's happened three times since I've been here. So, it's not an anomaly. It's a fairly it reoccurs occasionally, and you're left with very little depth. You have an emergency. And you have an emergency service manager in one of these schools, their priority is not the county. This regional approach is these municipalities that are, you know, charter organizations, that's their fundamental. There's certain things that we do, public works elements, that's not in the wheelhouse of schools, I would think. Transportation, taking care of its kids, and that is, but I don't know. I think it's something we should just talk about. Have it on the schedule, get these people in the room, or say, no, Sarah, this is our plan. We are going with option A, which was to retain you at this, and you have until X date to accept or not. I'm game for either one.
when do we want to have that discussion?
Well, I don't know which way. I mean, I think I've heard, but you guys were, Sarah was going to connect with you, Lily, and free to answer any questions you have, Dan, if there's some
between now and the end of, between now and the end of the year, I'm going to have my plate pretty full with the with that major thing. So
yeah,
it would probably have to be after the first of the year, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
We also received a email from Sarah about limited availability over the next few weeks, so probably at the start of the year is the appropriate time to take it up again.
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect.
Am I correct in, did I miss a meeting where we have, do we have a deputy public health director or a director?
He is now our director.
How did that happen?
A PAF, HR sent something over to sign.
I just feel like that's not in the norm. It certainly wasn't my intent to hire a director. I wasn't involved in any of the interviews for a deputy director because it's a deputy director. I wouldn't be involved in the deputy assessor's interviews, even though I'm liaison to that. It just, it seems outside of historic practice to go make a decision from a deputy to a director.
Well, you can talk to the HR director there who took the interpretation of what they thought the commissioner's intent was and sent the papers over to...
Yeah, if we had had a conversation about it, that's fine, but I don't remember that. I could be mistaken. I just don't remember that. So, not that I'd be opposed to it. It just would have been a good conversation to have to say, why are we advertised for a deputy? Would we have gotten the same applicant pool? I'm happy with who we got, but...
That would be a good question for JJ, truthfully.
Yeah.
Find out how he connected the dots.
Yeah, that just struck me as... Somebody said that the other day, and I said, no, we don't. I think that would have been something I would have known. And to find out about it through the grapevine is one of those things that when I've hired every manager, minus this one, I don't like to be surprised. So I'm not... Just saying, I don't know where or how, but it caught me by surprise and flat-footed, and it just doesn't look good or feel good. So, item number 6, if there's nothing else, yes?
Sorry, I did have an issue with Verge within the last 24 hours,
yeah.
And so we could work it in the letters and the commissioners. So the board met yesterday and telephonically with Commissioner Morgan and Commissioner DeYoung. And as a result of that meeting, the revised version of the ordinance, some drafts, some edits were made. Well, one of the attorneys for the growers has requested that the board reopen public comment. So I did need to bring that to the board, not up to me. And let's to remind everyone of the current posture of things. So this is currently the second reading. The second reading was continued from last Wednesday. One of the attorneys has requested a reopening of public comment because of the changes that will be introduced tomorrow. Bring it up to speed.
It's up to you guys, but my interpretation would be no.
I'm not interested in it.
Okay.
I think in the 44 comments we had the other day, they were just cookie cutter of what they've been all along. I mean, we can have 10 more hearings and the same people are going to get up and say the same thing without
that,
listening.
That for me isn't,
no,
the redundancy of arguments for me isn't a true argument as to why. You had the hearing, it was advertised for public comment.
And we heard
people came who wanted to comment publicly, mm-hmm. provided emails all prior. You guys could deliberate for another year on this subject and not change it more than, you know, that wouldn't require another first reading. At what point you do that, that opens up the next public comment period. That's the whole purpose of changing it substantially from where we are, where you advertised you were. And that's the need, I think, for additional comments.
Well,
but right now, you guys, I don't know what it looks like, haven't read it, mm-hmm. haven't been included in the I don't want to be included in the conversation. But no, that's the process. So you guys could deliberate on this for literally a year. And
well, I think, in fact, I think you, I'm positive you mentioned it, that that public comment is closed on this.
Yes, that was
you closed public
very
comment.
Very clear.
Yes.
So, and it's very similar to any other land use hearing we've ever done. There's been probably three where we've closed public comment, and because of the lateness of the day and how long we sat there, that's it, you know. You need to think about what you heard and then deliberate on it and change it, don't change it. But my opinion, I think you just need to be consistent with what you your intent was, if I were, unless you guys want to do something different. But
I'm not interested in open public comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
We asked if there's enough substantial changes to have to go back to a first reading, and you stated no. So therefore,
that's correct.
I'll stand on that.
That's all I had. I did need to bring that, though. Thank you for indulging.
And in reply to that person who's asking, there is a portion after our public hearing is over.
You already made your decision.
But they can. There is a public comment time after, you know, during the meeting. It's just not specifically on the hearing.
Oh.
It's structured so that I structured it on purpose the way it was, that you don't get to same that you probably shouldn't. You hope you're not reading your emails on the subject of the proposed ordinance 2017-002. When I see them, I'm responding on behalf of the board saying the public comment period is closed. Appreciate your comments, but they won't be available for the record.
Well, you know me in emails.
You're right on.
So
he's responded to everyone.
Yeah.
That must
consistent
be nice.
With that is just, you know, the public comment period. You. There isn't one before the ordinances be adopted, amended, or
do you open it up and say just specific to these changes? Except
if you were to open it up, that would be my recommendation.
I mean, that would be the appropriate thing, is specific to these are the listed changes.
There's no way to limit it to that.
In all practicality.
And I'm not going to officiate that, because that's impossible. It's almost impossible to keep people on the ordinance as it was drafted. You know, there isn't anything, if one argues correctly, that isn't relevant to the proposal.
A good portion of what I heard in public comment completely ignored what the ordinance actually says. Even as much as Julie went through it line by line by line, they still did not get it, I guess. But
from a land use perspective, if they mention the word marijuana, I mean, you could tie it into to access to public lands because of marijuana used to be grown on all that. I mean, you could argue anything is relevant to the proposed ordinance. We may not think so, but if they tangentially hit it, it's there. And I don't want it to get subject to a LUVA appeal because we didn't let, or we did let somebody speak on the subject. We had the opportunity to speak on the merits of the ordinance, and that was so.
Okay, thank you.
I'm okay with that.
Great. Anything else from the board? At 2:33, the board will go into executive session for the item of 6A, lease of county real property located at 210 Tacoma Street under ORS 192.6602E. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we'll welcome the audience back into the room for any further deliberations and decision, and the recorder will now be turned off. 2:34. Yes. So we're back in public session at 2:52. No real direction other than exploring item number 6A, the lease of county real property located at 210 Tacoma Street. And further with the potential lessor.
Okay.
I think those are the parameters. We'll revisit this issue in a week or before the end of the year.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. Nothing further. Board's adjourned at 2:53.